Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the playoffs! Who go up to the finals? Let's go. We in the street.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. Whispering up, streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
It's the streets is talking, it's for a star show with a twist of hip hop.
I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now.
Man, it's May 30th. 2014, we coming to you live, man, like we always do. And made my way through the city. I'm still on via satellite out here in Cleveland, Ohio. But before we get started, man, let me say what the deal. My co-host, super producer, man, T-Ro, man. How AZ, man, how the Valley holding you down right now, sir?
Oh, man, what's up to the world? L. Puggy, I see you out there in the Midwest, man. The weather is hot. Yeah, I mean, just like the streets is talking,
like
baby, it's hot. We triple digits, you know what I mean? Oh, man, don't nobody do it like we do it out here, man. We're the devil. You want to get some of this triple digit? Come on down, you know what I mean?
No question. Wrong. We got a lot. I'm talking about a lot on the marquee. People getting suspended for some drugs in the NFL, the NBA. Wow. Oh, my goodness. First of all, We're not even going to talk about the games. We're not even going to talk what Allen Iverson say. We ain't even going to practice. You want to talk about practice? But first of all, let's talk about those Clippers. Bro, what's going on with the Clippers, man? Tell me what's going on with them first.
Oh, you ain't heard?
Man, I've been in the street.
Yeah,
tell me what's going on,
son. Oh, man, it's going down, man. The Los Angeles Clippers, first of all, let me tell you this. Did you know that the hearing for Donald Sterling on June 3rd has been canceled? All due to the simple fact that good old Shelly Sterling doing her thing. She kicking up dust, and she said, man, I'm going to sell this team because the doctors then gave me the update that this dude got Alzheimer's, and since he can't manage the team or manage his team properly, she gets to take over and do what she wants to do. So she's selling the team, L Boogie, and she's selling the team to a billionaire. Yeah, man, good old the CEO for Microsoft, man. This dude right here, I'm talking about this dude got some bread, L Boogie. The dude is worth $20 billion. You hear me? The dude's name is Steve Ballmer, man, the CEO, the ex-CEO of Microsoft, man. You know, him and Bill Gates put it down. $2 billion, L Boogie. And we only waiting for the NBA Board of Governors to make the vote and get it approved. And once that didn't happen, L Boogie, we're going to have a new owner in the league. His name's going to be Steve Ballmer. And your boy Magic Johnson said it might be a good thing. He said it's a good thing, L Boogie. I don't know just yet. We'll see. Because, you know, since Shelly's selling in the team, I'm trying to figure out how she's selling it so quick. It's a whole bunch of candidates out there for how you're selling the team before the hearing. That's what I'm trying to get to. What you think about that, homie?
Well, I'm not surprised. That's one. Number two, it was other people for bids where they after, like I keep saying, I'm going to keep saying this. We need to have a Rooney Rule in ownership. And I'll let you know who has bread. When I say bread, I mean as far as African-Americans. Step up to the plate. You talk about we don't have anything to put that hang our hat on. We talk about different situations where they mean the man does not give us the opportunity to own something big. This was the opportunity. But it still doesn't surprise me. He could be just another Donald Sterling. He'll just do a better job of not being audio taped. It's no different. And I'm not blasting Magic. I know it might have been a PR move for him to say, but Magic, you saying this is a good move for the NBA? Really? Really?
Why do you think he could just be Magic?
He could just be, once again, like I said before, another bigot as just as Donald Sterling is just not being shown. He was just doing it a little discreetly. What did Donald Sterling say? Those guys, they keep their money together, right? They keep their money together. Yeah, they keeping the money together. And speaking of keeping the money together, Ro, what do you think about last night's debacle? No one can keep it together on the road. Is San Antonio going to win a road game? Is OKC going to win a road game? It's going to be very difficult. And I'm going to say this, and I keep saying this, Ro. Scotty Brooks, good guy. But Scotty needs to be gone. Scotty got to go. Scotty can't beat me up no more. Scotty can't beat me up no more. Scotty need to get out of there, man. And you know who my favorite candidate is right now for any coaching job in the league? Lionel Hollins, man. Lionel Hollins or L Boogie. One of the two.
Man, let me tell you something. Nobody's going to win a road game in the Oklahoma City San Antonio series, L Boogie. It ain't going to happen. Because you saw last night, San Antonio know how to get it done when they playing at home. I don't know what the hell be going on the road. I don't know if Oklahoma City don't come to show up in San Antonio. I don't know. Because you can get beat by 25 or better when you go play down away from your home. So come on, Oklahoma City. You got to get it right. Don't tell me you're going to go home and you're going to win by at least, you know, a plus 12. I just don't get it, L Boogie. But you and I both know,
man,
that it's very different for playing at home than it is on the road. When you're playing at home, there's a comfort. There's a comfort zone that comes with that. When you're on the road, you don't feel too comfortable, man. People yelling at you, calling you, and spitting on you, and throwing stuff at you, you know. And so if you don't know how to take that mentally, you can break down. But I ain't going to say that's the case. These guys are NBA players. But I just don't understand it. It's just wild for me to see, man. But we all know what's going to happen. We know Oklahoma City going to go back to Oklahoma and kick that ass. We already know that. So we'll see you back in San Antonio for the last game, and it's going down in the game 7. And, San Antonio going to rock them boys. I wouldn't be surprised if it be by 40 this time.
Damn. You say 40? I'm still.
If they go game 7 and play it in San Antonio, blowout.
I'm still going with OKC. I'm thinking that they're going to come up with one victory on the road. One victory on the road, and it's going to be game 7. I got them pulling that out, bro. And
ooh,
I know.
It's going to be tough.
And listen to this. I feel you all the way on it being tough, but I'm going to say this. Them Danny Greens, you know, they did great at home, and I told you, they all do that. And that's why they call it home court advantage. The superstars, they're going to play. But it's just these role players on the road. And I'm still disappointed in Mr. Scottie Brooks because he's not using the guys that he has on his team. He has Jeremy Lamb. Excuse me. That's his name, right? Am I correct? Jeremy Lamb.
No, you right. Keep going.
You have Perry Jones. You know. You have Collison. You can use these guys. You don't have to stay with those 5 to 7 guys. You can use your bench, man. Don't be scared. Ain't that what they say? Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
So I'm very, you know, intrigued about what they need to do tomorrow night.
I
don't understand.
You know what's going to happen. I'm just letting it be known, man. You know Oklahoma City ain't going to play that. And it's amazing. I'm just surprised that Oklahoma City didn't come with it even though they had Suggs on the floor. I thought Suggs was the key to the difference of the series, but I guess not. Because even in San Antonio, he got, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty, old Boogie.
Oh, no, it was not. And speaking of pretty, what do you think about my man Lance Stevenson with the antics the other night?
Man, I see LeBron, yeah, he just different. And when I mean different, he's trying to be so good of a professional that he ain't going to be able to have a fight, not even one fight in his NBA career. You know, hey, LeBron, it ain't nothing wrong with, you know, slapping one of these dudes every now and again when they lose their mind. Come on, man. Guys will have better respect for you, player. You just can't be the superstar all-star man and not put your hands on somebody. He might put his hands on somebody. You know what I'm saying? LeBron, you gotta get, man, you gotta, man, get some bigger balls and slap the hell out of Lance Stevenson. Don't let nobody blow in your ear, grab, slap, poop, man, grab your goat chin, and man, look, give me some elbow space, homie. LeBron, they ain't gonna do nothing to you, homie. They gonna fine you about $2,500. You can afford that. And, you know, you ain't gonna miss no games. Man, you got to do some pushing and some shoving or some slapping or some backhanding or something. Come on, LeBron. Don't be acting like no hole around here, man. Let Lance Stevenson know what time it is. Just because he from New York don't mean he a street. L Booger, I don't understand. You better call LeBron and tell him to get some balls.
Yeah, I need to call Rich. I need to call Rich because there's no way you're going to blow in my ear. You're not
gonna
blow up my face.
We ain't on no date. I don't need you ugly, man. I date girls, man. Get your lips away from my face.
No homo. But
no homo.
You blowing sweet nothings. And who knows, your breath could be stinky, man. And you blowing all in my ear. You blowing all, you know. What if I, now see, this is the thing that I'm, you know, kind of curious about as well. Mug him or something, LeBron.
Right.
Put him an elbow to the throat. And people want to say this. Well, LeBron, he the coldest. He's this and that, you know. But there's no way. If you're the best planet on the or best player on the planet, you get more respect than that. I've never seen, and I'm going to say this, I've been watching the hoop a long time. And I'm not trying to give away my age. But we've watched a lot of basketball. I don't think I've ever seen a superstar get shown less respect in the game of basketball that I've had with a superstar named LeBron James. Now, Doc and Larry Bird, they fought each other. That was two superstars, two legends. But LeBron, you won't trust me. The NBA will not, I repeat, will not suspend you. Just go ahead and hit him a straight good elbow to the straight across the chest. That's what you need. And Ro, you tell me this when I say ever. I've never seen a superstar being in foul trouble such as that. When I mean that, I mean no hand fouls, not too many of them. It was a lot of, you know, off-the-ball fouls. I've never seen anything like it in the NBA when you're talking about just you know, playoffs. Now, let me ask you this.
L Boogie, let me
yes,
tell you
sir.
This, L Boogie. Last Stevenson actor's going to get him really kicked out of one of these games, and it might be tonight, man. You know, the things that Lance Stevenson does, he hasn't realized what effect it plays on his team. Because every time he do something that's crazy, they end up getting drugged. You know, they end up just getting flat out beat when the time comes. You know what I'm saying? And right now, man, you got to keep the Mavericks down. And LeBron, let me tell you, homie, some of them fines are worth it. You know what I mean, though, Boogie? I'll take the fine for that because I did it. That's what I want you to know.
Exactly. And I tell you what, Paul George got fined $25,000, but, hey, it was worth it, as you see. He complained
it
about the
draft. It was worth it, L Boogie.
He got what he wanted. He got him a game six. So he got him a game six. We're going to talk about what he did. And a little bit more about these NBA finals when we come back from a commercial break. And, Ro, let me say
what's
this,
up,
man. Lance gonna make you dance, man. It's the Strength. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time to 11. Man, 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, we in the streets. Let's go, super producer. It's Friday, baby.
We back. We in the streets, baby. It's Friday night. You already know. We tuned in to the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers. It's game six. And before we continue, I'm going to ask you this, Ro. Is it turn out the lights? The party's over for Indiana? All out home court advantage. They did the whole year. And now it doesn't mean nothing. I want to use another word, but we PG-13.
Yeah.
But it don't mean nothing right now.
Yeah, El Boogie, you know, Indiana will make a run some way or another. For those that don't know, a quick update, second quarter. Miami's winning 39-22 with 7 minutes to play before half. El Boogie, like I told you, man, one of those antics from Lance Stevenson only get you one result. Get you an L the very next game. The only reason they won game five is because, like you said, your boy Paul George put it out there on the refs. Hey, man, y'all giving this dude too much love. And I give it to Paul George. He went 8-0 in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Scoring 21 of his 37 in the fourth quarter in game five. I enjoyed it. It really was a nice showing of a star trying to become an all-star in this year's series. But, L Boogie, we know what's going to happen. They held LeBron to 7 points last game. The dude got 13 before halftime right now. You know it's over, man. And it's going to be historic when we look back on it 5-10 years from now on what these boys are really accomplishing in Miami. You know what I mean? You might not like it, but it's going down. It's only been two teams, Boston and L.A., to have ever done it. And that's them old school Boston and L.A. teams. You know what I mean? So it's different, El Boogie, and it's something exciting. A lot of people don't like it, but guess what? History is always meant to be made, and it's always meant to be broken.
Yeah, it's meant to be broken, but not tonight. I don't see LeBron losing tonight, especially, see, they might have had a chance if LeBron would have hit 25-30 and they lost. He wouldn't have been that upset. But him being upset after just putting up 7 points in a playoff game, that might have been his fewest ever in a career. But I'll tell you this, bro. They keep talking about, and I love LeBron. I love him. But you know why? I'm respecting. See, it's different when you love somebody and you respect them. Like a female. You might love her, but you might not respect her. You might, you know what I'm saying, might go to the club. You still love her, but you still going to cheat on her. Yeah. You feel me?
Right.
But let me tell you this. This is why I have a thing with LeBron James. I don't want to hear people tell me, well, he made the right basketball play. No. The right basketball play for a juggernaut like LeBron James was to take the last shot. That's why he can't be better than Michael Jordan. Don't give me that. You're not even better than Magic Johnson. Even Magic took the shots that were supposed to be taken. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You could have jumped on here, but you could have made the ref make a decision, and you kick it out to Bosh of all people. I would have preferred Mario
people.
Chalmers before Bosh.
Yeah,
you know
El Boogie, I agree with you on
gamer.
That. I agree with you on that point, because even in just having 7 points in that game, the game came down to you doing what you supposed to do. And when it came down to it, you deferred. LeBron, what you deferring for? You supposed to just commit and just make it happen. Like you say, El Boogie, that is the difference between the greats and from those that are great but not so great. And LeBron is, I feel you, man. I'm not gonna say I don't respect him for that, but he just gotta get some balls, man. And when he make his first backhand on somebody in the league, I believe that'll change everything. Because you just gotta have that moment, L Boogie, you know what I mean? You just can't be out there and just you know, people mistaking your kindness for a weakness, and they'll push your buttons. And like you say, LeBron, he up there in your top three of your crybaby gangster squad. So I'm just saying, he got to quit crying. He got to come on with it, man. One backhand to change everything, L Boogie. Then he'll become the dominant finisher that we want and do what we need him to do, like Mike and Magic and Bird and Dominique and guys like that. But right now, he ain't got that bone, L Boogie. He ain't got that killer bone yet. He just... He depends on people, you know what I mean? Even though he can do it by himself.
I'm in agreement. Like I keep trying to, like I'm saying, and I say it on the show often, LeBron is, yeah, my top 10 to ever do it, but he can't be in my top 5. He can't be in my top 5.
I
love him to death. I love him to death, but I don't want to hear giving him an excuse. We don't give Kevin Durant an excuse. We don't give Westbrook an excuse. Hey, and I didn't even give Chris Paul an excuse. He was playing like his booty hole was tight.
Man.
I'm not giving nobody no excuse in the streets. You don't get a street pass here. You got to earn to get up into the project, into the asylum.
Especially when you ain't never made it out of the second round.
My goodness. Yeah, I'm very, very disappointed in LeBron James. You can say what you want, but that's why he's not considered that guy for me, and they can say what they want. You know, so, and I tell you this, I love, you know, what they're doing, and it looks like they're going to be going to their fourth straight. And I'll ask you this. Lance Stephenson is just having a ball with LeBron. See, this is what I keep trying to tell people. You, like you just said, bro, kindness for weakness. LeBron, you might have to take a fine just one time, just once, to let him know where you are. You can afford it. All those endorsements you got, you can afford it, LeBron, to take a shot.
I'm just saying, $10,000, that ain't going to hurt. And they ain't going to even charge LeBron the max because he's so cool. He got a band on his wrist to say, I'm cool.
Speaking of cool, I'm so cool on Paul George. I'm not with that. Yeah, he had 21 in the fourth, and he did all that in it, you know. You're going to become like Jamal Crawford to me. You're going to be a stripper. You're going to do it every once in a while.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna have my all stripper team, and they make up the first two slots. I can't go on that, bro. I really can't. Paul George, I don't like what people say. He's becoming a superstar. He's not even a star yet in my book. He's not even a general yet. He's not even a 5-star general. Guy needs to get better at his craft, man. All this playing around and being all smooth. Do what you did in the fourth quarter for four quarters on the road. I'm starting to treat you like a role player because that's what they do. They do great at home. Take your show on the road like Barnum and Bailey.
Right.
I need it on the road. Take your show on the road like Barnum and Bailey, man. Let's go.
That boy's so baddest, boy, I tell you. Hell Boogie don't be playing. Let's get him.
Oh, yeah. Baby. Special shout. We're going to give a special shout out to GlobalNetwork1.com. AJ, you know what I mean? We're being syndicated down there in Covington, Georgia, 97.9 WERE. Man, shout out to Heaven OU, man. OG, I see you, baby. Oh, we're feeling good tonight on Friday, man. I'm in East Cleveland in the project. Let's go.
On the real, no lie. I don't know what it is, but you're just my type. Everything just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype, though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. Tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough mat. Baby, you know where to throw that. I said, tell me what your name is. I don't really care who you came with. Unless you got a couple friends look like you. My bad if my ex try to fight you. Roll up soon as I roll in. Security better get with the program. Too deep ain't nowhere to stand. So high ain't nowhere to land. You remind me of something missing, missus. You got my full attention, listen. Let go of the tension. If I get a minute, I'll put your bad ass in detention.
Put your panties. I'ma make you feel alright, 'cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah.
They gotta show me, El Boogie.
Oh, I was just about to say, bro, that was a hell of a song you put on. That's for Paul George and Durant and them. They better show me something. I'm loving the Western Conference Finals. I just can't wait to, you know what I'm saying, to Monday night. That's game seven. That's game seven. For
yeah,
San Antonio and KC. You know you smell the money.
Yeah. You know
they gotta get seven games out of one of these out of these conference finals. They got to.
Right.
And they can say what they want. They needed a game six. They got it. I knew Indiana was gonna win game five. I don't care if it was LeBron in foul trouble. I don't care if he would have played 44 minutes. It was in the card. And people can say what they want. It reminds me of WWF wrestling. It feels like it's fixed, even though people say it's not. But they make it, you know, where it looks like it's fixed, man.
Yeah, you know how the league does it, El Boogie. They got to make that bread, homie. They got to make that bread. And,
yes, sir.
You know,
I got
I'm
a quick
here.
Question
I got
for you.
I got tears in my eyes, man. I had to hold back. I've been trying to hold back the whole time we've been on the show, man. And my heart is broken, El Boogie. And you know how Cupid, when you young, and Cupid shoots you, and you fall in love, and then for the first time your heart gets broken, and you know you got the big tears, the crocodile tears in your eyes, and your bottom lip won't stop shivering. L Boogie, that's what's going on with your boy right now. We done lost the best player on the Cowboys team, dog, and we ain't even started the season yet. Oh my goodness. I just don't understand. L Boogie, what the hell are OTAs? And why the hell we gotta have them all the time?
I don't know why they call it OTAs. It looked like they was playing football for real. I saw the accident, and I tell you what, man, you talk about OTAs. It looked like they was in preseason.
Hell, Boogie, I just don't understand how you're going to have your best player. For those that don't know, the Dallas Cowboys lost their starting linebacker, Mr. Sean Lee, the best, you know, that led the team in tackles the last 2.5 seasons, and not even playing the whole season. You know what I mean? From injuries of trying to protect and do what he does out on the field. Yes, the Cowboys don't have many defensive players out there, but let me tell you, when your number one defensive player go down, it breaks your heart, L Boogie. And we haven't even played a preseason game. You're running my boys in pants like it's necessary. Come on, man. And now you done lost the best player on the defense to a torn ACL. L Boogie, I didn't know you sent the sniper on assignment early. I didn't know you sent him out before July.
James, yeah, the sniper out early in NFL.
Yeah.
He came out early. And when he walked off, it was unreal. I said, "Wow, I know T-Row is crying right now. That might bring you down to 7-9 instead of 8-8.
Oh man, you know, either way it goes, we gonna miss the playoffs again. It just doesn't make sense, L Boogie. You know what I mean? But you know, the Cowboys ain't the only football team in the NFL right now that's got some news jumping off, man. The Arizona Cardinals are losing linebacker Darrell Washington for the whole 2014 season. Josh Gordon, move over. You got another homie that's going to miss the season. Y'all can just sit back and watch the ticket together. Meet up somewhere just every week, just watch the ticket. Because both of y'all studs going to be sitting out for the whole entire season. Darrell Washington is sitting out because he just failed another substance test. Lord knows what that is, L Boogie. But if you're sitting out the 2014, the whole season, I let you figure it out. You know what I mean? Safety Will Hill out from the New York Giants. What were you thinking? This fool, my bad, I didn't mean to call him a fool. But man, L Boogie, Will Hill, this dude can fail 3 tests since 2012. Now he's been banned for 6 games. So we ain't no telling when we go see him. Hopefully he'll come back for the Cowboys game and we'll put him out with a concussion, try to make a tackle or something. Dens are doing bad, you know what I mean? What's wrong with these dudes in the league, L Boogie? Can y'all let me? What's going on? Is this steroids? Is it that dope? What is it, L Boogie? Can y'all let me?
Man, I'm going to say this, Rob. I'm going to choose my words carefully. I don't understand what, you know, some of these guys, this is your livelihood. And, you made one mistake. But when you're jeopardizing your kids, you're jeopardizing your family, and you have a situation where you cannot, I repeat, you cannot beat your addiction. I don't know if it's steroids. I don't know if it's that good, you know, Scarface. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's that good, what they call it, what the young kids call it. I don't know if it's that good, loud. I don't know if Mr. Washington is hooked up with a lot of people down there in Arizona, you know, the amigos. So I don't know what's going on with these guys. As I would say, jumping off the wagon. You know, my father was a drug addict, alcoholic, and they said when you get caught using drugs, you can't get off of them. They said you fell off the wagon.
Falling off the wagon, El Boogie.
Falling off the wagon, man. Bonanza style.
El Boogie, what's next for your boy Josh Freeman? He's been cut by the New York Giants. Ain't even been on the team a month.
You know what's next for Josh. Straight therapy for his mental condition. And then he can just, you know, start his quarterback school, his nonprofit organization. Because his time in the NFL, and we know what NFL stands for, not for long. It's over with.
It's over, El Boogie.
Oh, man. Josh Free, he going to be a free man. For Josh Free, he's going to be a free man. It's over with for old Josh. Who's going to want to pick that guy up? He has a lot of chances or a lot of opportunities to show his worth. And, man, I think he's been eight ball out the league. Not MJG, but he's been eight ball. He's not a space age. He ain't space age pimping.
He ain't space aging it, huh?
Oh, no. Not at all. Hey, you know, Ro, I know you kind of like watching the game right now. And I just saw LeBron James, and I'm going to say this. I just saw LeBron James go to the hole hard. Missed the layup, but you up 23, 24 points. I need you to do that when you're down one or the game is tied. And you need to do the same thing, go in there and try to make that bucket.
You know, when it matters.
So all these, you know, LeBron lovers, such as my youngest son, he loves LeBron James. But I tell you this, when the game gets close, I need to see you be a little bit more stout. And you know, it's halftime, they're up by like 26, and I just saw Lance Stephenson do a couple little, I call them little innuendos. I call them, you know, he tapped and gave him a love tap to the face. He gave him a love tap to the face. He put his head all up on his chin. See, they wouldn't do that to the man they call
Mike. That dude, Mike, is always going hard. You know what I mean? Mike is the man that keeps it all going down. And if he was to ever try to do that elbow, you already know what would have happened. It would have been lights out. He would have choked that dude down, and it wouldn't have been nothing to be said. You know how Mike does it, man. Yeah, different time, different era, L Boogie. So, you know, we ain't going to even discuss if he would have had an opportunity to try to do that. Come on, man. He took O.J. Mayo to school at 50 in the camp because O.J. tried to talk trash. Mike said, get on the hill and let me show you what I still got, boy. You young puppy, you still wet behind the ears. Take that.
And you know, I've been in the streets, right? And you know the funny thing that everybody keeps telling me? And I'm going to say this. Ooh, it's going to be a healthy Kobe next year. Man, so what? Who cares? They're going to be MBG. Nothing but garbage.
Nothing but the garbage on Wednesday.
And listen to this. It went out on Thursday this week because of the holiday. Oh!
Straight! El Boogie, your boy Tiger say he ain't going to make it to the U.S. Open this year. That's the third tournament. The third major. What's going down, man? What's wrong with our boy Tiger? He say he can't really get prepared competitively and go out there and do it because of, you know, still trying to rehab that back surgery, you know what I mean? So when we going to see our boy Tiger? Is he going to make an appearance at the final major this year? Or he just going to skip out on the whole major lick this season?
Whew. I'm going to say this, just like Kobe Bryant. He's B.O.B., a bag of bones. And I just got a kite from the OG scorekeeper. And man, as soon as I said that, the kite came through on the Twitter. I told you Tiger Woods will not maybe win another major until the Summer Olympics. And and I don't care if it was injury. I don't care if it was him participating. But I keep trying to tell Tiger to get your back together. You need to – your agent needs to hook up with my agent. And we go to Pink Rhino. We go to Christie. Fans to make her dance. We got to get Tiger back in the swing of things, man. I got a young lady who'll get you back together, Tiger.
Straight.
Could take you right down there with my uncle, man. Because my uncle, guess what? My uncle runs the bathroom down at the spot.
We've already been
talking about this, man. And we're going to get Tiger together. I need him to come to Cleveland. And I'll definitely get him together and put some air back into him. You know how the athletes get sucked dry? He's already sucked dry. We're going to pump some air back in the Tiger. We're going to do some CPR on Tiger, man.
And we got to, man. We got to do anything to get it back, man, you know?
Man. You already know, man. Shout out to Unc, man. Thanks for tuning in, Unc. I see you, baby.
L Boogie, what happened to the Williams sisters? Serena and Venus lose on the same day? I can't believe that. For those that don't know, the French Open is happening down there in Paris. You can go down there and get your loving on and watch some tennis. Too bad you ain't going to see
Father Fufu. Father Fufu Sway.
You know, we, mother, we.
That's what brought a quiver to my lip and brought a tear in my eye when the Serena sisters lost because I can't forget, I'm also American.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Also American.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
I'm American, and also I'm an African American, and I'm so disappointed in my young ladies. You know, it's like the world ended, man. You know, so when those two young ladies lose early, I mean, who do we have in the French Open? Who's American? Who's gonna compete?
Right.
Can you name me anyone? You can't.
Not on the women's side.
Not on the women's side. You can't. So if anybody out there can tell me one female American tennis player that has a chance in the French Open with our Williams sisters out, you call the streets and let us know.
Please let me know.
Man. Hey, Trent, T-Raw, I got a question for you. In a street fight, would Lance Stevenson get LeBron James to work, man? How would that fight be? Them two big guys, how would that fight be?
What kind of question is that? L Boogie, now you know we got to go to break after that one, man. What kind of question is that? Would Lance Stevenson give it to LeBron? LeBron can't do nothing but just tackle somebody. LeBron don't know how to fight. I will get Lance that one. I will get a check mark to Lance on that one in a backyard brawl. LeBron, I mean, even though he got the reach and everything, but he'll look like Kimbo trying to get in the UFC. You know how Kimbo had all the videos whooping somebody and doing what he did, and it was ugly and nasty, and got in that cage, and somebody kicked him, and he didn't know what to do. He got on his back, he didn't know how to get up. That's how that would look. It just wouldn't look right, dog. Don't be asking no questions like that. What kind of man? You know LeBron ain't got no chance in that. Ruth say what's up, studio guest, Blue and my brother-in-law. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going down tonight. And don't forget this Freestyle Friday. When we come back, man, we're going to get into the asylum, man. I see you, D-Man. We're going to bring you in first, man, because remember, you know, on Monday, you know, you pass, you P.O.D'd on us, man. So, you know, we're going to get you in, like Freeway would say, early. Man, this is Street, man. 347-855-896, blogtalkradio.com, Ustream, globalnetwork1.com. Man, we so hot, man. Oh, let's go.
Yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chanel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time. Put on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone wrecker. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies. And all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
Understand what I'm saying, catch the sucker in my way, and I'm swaying, taking no shorts, showing vital signs, you can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99, because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll, catch the flick at the movies, stand the bowl, cause I choose to refuse to slack, when I'm back I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack, with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack, on my style is death, and then deadly as crack,
while I'm playing music, playing, the sucker is the lane. I can't a bloody latest, but you can call us cousin, cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
or check the billboard.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
Man, in East Cleveland. You know what I mean? I'm in the hood, baby. I'm off Eddy Road in Euclid. You know what I mean?
Man, that's what's up. I want to give a special shout-out to L Boogie real quick, man. Yesterday was Mama Hudge's birthday, man. Mama Tussle, what's happening, Mama? You know, Mom's had a birthday yesterday, man. So big shout-out right after the Memorial holiday. It's always usually right around that time, man. So big shout out to my mama, man. You know what I mean? Turn 1 year older. Boy, I can't believe, boy. We still moving on. I wish I had the Jefferson song, Moving On Up.
Streets!
You know what I'm saying?
man. Shout out to the moms, man, too.
Yeah, the Pearl Sisters gonna be singing somewhere. They always sing it during the week or somewhere, you know.
La 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 la.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you get it in.
We're in the streets, man. Oh man, I'm surrounded by family tonight, man. And listen, bro, I want to just, if you can, man, keep in mind, if you can say a prayer for my family, man. We just had a shooting, a homicide. My little cousin, man, he was gunned down at a block party on Memorial Day. So just want to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, my family, and you know what I'm saying, my cousin, which is his pops. So he's my first cousin.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying, on my mama's side. You know what
right.
I mean? So I just want to give a shout out to the family, and you know, we ain't trying to make the news, but you know, we just got word in the street, money still at large. So if we got to make the news, we will. So if anybody listening, you know what I mean, we in the streets. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? We got somebody who's willing to do some time. They collateral damage. They willing to give their life away for the family. That's how the mob do. We like the mob down here. So, you know, when my other baby, you know what I'm saying, cousin got murdered, he turned himself in. So he knew what it was. You know what I mean? So we looking for my man to turn himself in, or we going to turn him in a different type of way. Oh, in the streets.
That's what it is, brother, man. Yeah, we'll keep him definitely in the prayers, the family in the prayers. And straight from the streets, man, we send all of the love and condolences, man, to the family. You know, hope everything they can, you know, hold up strong, keep their head up high, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, we appreciate that, Ro. But man, on a positive, more better note, man, we got anybody who coming in, man, ready to get into the asylum, man.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is. I love to bring this player in because he keeps it real with us. You know what I mean? And I don't know if his prediction gonna come true in this here series in the Eastern Conference Finals, but. Well, I just want to see where angle he gonna come from. See what's gonna happen. Big Brother D-Mac, what's the deal, baby? How you feeling on the street?
Hey, what's good, fellas, man? I'm out here in the D, man, in Detroit, man. I'm out here just, I'm at this little pizza spot, man. Me, my kids, man, my son, my 17-year-old, man, he got an AAU basketball game tomorrow. So we just got down here a couple hours ago, checked into the hotel and stuff. So he got a game tomorrow at 5, another game at 7. Then Sunday he got 3 games. So, we down here representing Cleveland and Detroit, representing Trey. I got Aki with me. I got Boo. I let y'all guys talk to them. I apologize, man. I fell asleep last week, man. I was B.O.D., My bad. Hey, T.L. told me you chimed in. He was like, man, he's snoring, man. I apologize, dog. I was sipping a little too much, man.
Hey, it was your day. It was Memorial Day. We just wanted to salute, pay our respects. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. And D-Mac, you know, I got the youngin' right here. And, you know what I mean? I told him you said thank you.
Tell nephew I said what's up, man.
No doubt. He hear you loud and clear. But
okay.
Let me ask you this. And I know you were feeling some type of way when I said that word on the street in Cleveland, Ohio, everybody's talking about, ooh, Kobe Bryant's going to be healthy and coming back. I know you felt a certain type of way about what I said about your boy Jelly Bean Bryant, but I'm going to cut the jelly off because he ain't got no more of that. He just a bean at this point.
There you go, man. You're being disrespectful, L Boogie, man. You're going to keep disrespecting Kobe Bryant, man. You can't keep disrespecting my man. He's going to come back healthy, and you're going to see what he got, man. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get somebody nice in the draft, and they're going to get a star player, man. Watch and see, man. Watch. Watch. Stop being disrespectful, L Boogie.
I'm going to tell you this, and this is why I'm going to tell you, And I know you're going to be upset when I say this. This is why LeBron James better than Kobe Bryant. And I want you to listen to me when I say this.
LeBron James better than Kobe Bryant. Come on, man. LeBron James got two championships, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? He's not a gamer. He's not the Black Mamba. He's LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? And Kobe, I wish LeBron would have came in the era that Kobe was. He came in when Kobe was at the end of his career.
No, you don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
I'm disappointed in your boy Mark Jackson because he's disrespectful too. Talking about LeBron James is the best small forward in the game right now, man. No, he's not. That dude is nowhere near better than Larry Bird. He's not close to Larry Bird, man. Y'all act like LeBron James is the greatest basketball player ever. He's not. And he's definitely not the best, man. If he was in the same era as Scotty and Mike and them, man, Scotty would have had that bum on lock, dog, when they play against each other. Man, Scotty would have made a poster of him. Guaranteed, Mike would have made a poster of him. Man, your boy ain't got the heart. Man, your boy Lance Stevenson, man, grabbing them all on the face, blowing in his ear, calling his boo.
You didn't let me finish.
No, because you want to disrespect Kobe. I'm disrespecting your boy LeBron.
Okay, but let me just give you some facts. See, I do a little research, and before hey,
it
you know,
ain't no facts
make...
to it ain't no facts to give me. The facts is LeBron has two championships and Kobe Bryant has five. There's nothing else to talk about. I don't need to hear no more stats there,
yes,
Boogie.
Let me,
five champions.
Okay, you're not going to let me finish. Listen, let me say you this. LeBron James, let me say this. He can do anything you want him to do. And secondly, Kobe Bryant, without a legit big man, Kobe Bryant's average.
Man, you crazy,
have,
man. He won three rings. He won two rings without Shaq. What is you talking about?
What big man did he have
when Shaq left?
Well, nobody. He didn't do nothing before Paul Gasol got there. He was average. He was just getting to the playoffs. He wanted to get traded.
Oh, man.
He was crazy calling him average, until they got Bynum and Paul Gasol at their peak.
Hey, T-Roy, man. Hey, man. He been hitting that good shit since he been home in Cleveland, man. His brain
getting
fried.
He wasn't getting MVP, and he wasn't being arguably talking about the best player in the league. He was crapping.
I know they don't have the same stuff in Arizona as Cleveland. Hey, boy, you done lost your damn mind, man. Calling Kobe average.
You have. They were going to the playoffs to get knocked out, and they weren't going to no finals without a big man.
Okay. All right. I'm not gonna debate with you today. I'm sitting here tonight with three LeBron lovers too as well. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just telling you.
All your nephews love him too.
I'm not saying he's not better than Magic
Johnson. I hate to say it, but it looked like they're gonna make it to the finals. But you know, it ain't over with yet, man. It ain't over with yet.
I'm talking about it
ain't over with. I said he's not going to win a ring. You know what I'm saying? He's still okay. He keep making it. He done made it to the championship game. I made it to the final. So it's one more team that's standing in his way from three-peating, and he's going to get knocked.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Now, moving over to the Western Conference, who you got between the Spurs and OKC?
I can't even remember who I picked, fellas. I think I picked OKC, man. I think it's definitely going to go to a game seven, but I'm sticking with OKC, man. I think the money makers and them in Vegas, man, want to see that LeBron James, Kevin Durant fighting for the MVP this year. I think that'll be an awesome finals.
It ain't
ain't happening. They wanted to see Kobe and LeBron go at it. That didn't happen either, making all them damn McDonald's and Sprite commercials and everything else. And that didn't happen.
Hey, man.
It ain't happening.
I think this one might happen, T.
I don't want to see no more puppet commercials.
The puppet commercial's over with, man. After Miami Heat don't win the finals this year, they're going to dismantle the team. They're going to break them up. And, you know, LeBron James going to be barbershop talk, man. See, I don't know what's in your cup in Detroit. Because they're not going to break that team up. Bosh is going to take a pay cut, and they're going to get another superstar. You think Pat Riley's going to stay idle and not keep this thing going? Man, the only reason that the Heat is doing good, it don't have nothing to do with LeBron James. It got to do with D-Wade. It got to do with him going to Miami, D-Wade staying healthy, and doing good. That's why they doing good. They doing good because of Dwayne Wade. And that's the
point. I don't know
LeBron
what thing.
I'm sipping on that Remy VSOP, baby. You know what I drink on. Yes, D Wade is an important cog to the machine, no disrespect. But it all goes around to LeBron James, baby, number 6. And we're talking Julius Irving, who making house calls. We're talking about the doctor. We're talking about
they're playing good because of Dwayne Wade, Ray Allen. They playing well because of key players. LeBron is just playing his normal game. You know what I'm saying? He's not showing me nothing like exciting. You know what I'm saying? He just doing what LeBron do. He's not having the Russell Westbrook type of performance when I see him play. But you know he's supposed to do good, man. He left Cleveland, went to Dwayne Wade and Pat Riley's team in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Went to go ride on some other people's coattails. So, hey, that's how they do it nowadays. I don't respect him. I never respect him. He's good. He's a good player, but I don't like the way he do stuff though. And that ain't gonna never change, L Boogie.
Right. And listen to this. I understand that. That's how I feel about Kobe. You know what I mean? Off the court, you know, I don't, whatever it is going to be. In the streets, he won't be able to walk around Huff Avenue. But, you know,
he can't walk on 116th with me. But when it comes to being on the court, he the next thing next to MJ.
Which one? Michael Jordan?
Man, you know who the hell I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Magic Johnson.
You know who I'm talking about. You know who his game represent.
I thought you were talking about Magic Johnson because he the best on the planet to ever do it to me.
Hey, little D-Mac, man. He want to get on the mic, man. He want to holler at y'all, fellas. Put him on.
Yeah, let me speak to nephew, man.
All right, hold on, fellas. Hey, man, much love, man. I'm going to let y'all rap to him, and hopefully he passes around or whatever, man. But we represent, man. We down here in the D, man.
No doubt. No doubt. Love you.
Hello?
What's up, nephew?
What's up? How y'all feeling?
Oh, man, real good, man. Give us your take on these Western and Eastern Conference Finals, man. What you think so far?
Repeat the question, please.
Give us your overtake on the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Finals. What you think so far?
Well, first with the Heat, I called it. I said they would win 4-1, 4-2. They're going to end the series tonight. LeBron and the Heat will be back in the finals. They did everything they were supposed to. I felt like the Pacers was better last year than they was this year overall. But they're not giving up. I mean, They did win in front of their home crowd like they're supposed to, but they won't force a game seven. They just don't have enough. They just don't have the answer to beat the Heat. As far as the Western Conference Finals, I think that series will go to a game seven. Since Serge Ibaka came back, I think that helped the Thunder a lot. But they also need to answer. They also still got to continue to play hard and beat the Spurs, because the Spurs is not a mediocre team, you know. They're like the basketball version of the Patriots, in my opinion. They always in the mix. They always good. You can't never doubt them. I mean, but I still think the Thunder gonna pull that series out. I think it'll be the Heat and the Thunder in the finals.
The Heat and the Thunder.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Ooh wee. You don't think San Antonio gonna run the house? You think KD got what it takes to put the whole team on his back and take it to the promised land?
I think they're gonna pull it out. That's what I think. I mean, at least that's what I want. I want to see KD and Westbrook, you know, against Wade and Bron, and Wade has been doing his thing too. And you know, I really commend Wade more on this series than I would commend Bron, because with Wade's performances, the Heat have been dominating the Pacers the way they have.
So you telling
me? And my main man from Cleveland State, he stepped up his role and did pretty good. North Cole did pretty good this series also. But I would like to see the Thunder and the Heat.
Yeah. And then, so you just, I think you saying that because you just know LeBron got something, just a little bit something better than KD, and you want to see LeBron do it over Oklahoma City again. That won't even be a five-game series.
You don't think so?
Nah, man, LeBron, they're going to beat them boys down like they did the last time.
All right, anyway, what'd you think? Okay, let me ask you, if it was the Spurs and the Heat, how you think that's going to play out?
Oh, they going to lose. The Heat going to lose. If it comes down to the Spurs again. Spurs,
oh, okay.
Boy, they after the Heat. They ain't trying to hear it. You see what they did to Oklahoma City, y'all? They beat the dog snot out of people in San Antonio. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a juju doll or whatever it is, but it's a voodoo stuff out of San Antonio.
But they, best believe they get a rude awakening. The Heat step up in there. That's a rude awakening. It ain't all that. All that is
about the same.
all that is six.
no, that won't be no six. That'll definitely go seven, nephew. I'm just saying.
You thinking it'll go seven?
Yeah, San Antonio get there, man. Cause it's one thing that San Antonio does good, nephew. And what they do good is have that guy number nine. And when that dude number nine named Tony Parker breaks you down, it's hard to
absolutely
recover. And
that's
the only
true
reason Oklahoma City is doing good because of Serge.
that's
the only reason.
That's true.
And it wasn't pretty last night.
But it's a difference when you got the best basketball player in the world right now.
Yep. Last time I checked, one don't be five.
It's a difference.
He is not the best basketball player.
Hey, as of today, in the lead of playing right now, LeBron is the best basketball player in the world.
I'm not down you there.
And let me say,
I agree.
And let me say this. Let me say this too, and to add to the panel. One thing, like I keep saying, is that if OKC was to go to the finals, great matchup for the Heat. But see, when you're playing against San Antonio, one thing San Antonio has the edge at is coaching. They have a great
true
coach, and they know
that's
how to
true
make in-game adjustments. You can't double Tony Parker. You go ahead and try to double Tony Parker. See, they blitzing. See, if you watch the game, they're blitzing. They're blitzing Paul George, and he has to give the ball up. Then the next basketball play, that guard isn't making it. They're not giving the ball to David West in the sweet spot. He has to work too hard. So the thing about it is that when you have a better equipped team and a better coach, that's why I say that it's a tough matchup for Miami. But But one thing that I do say is that, you know, you have LeBron James. He's the X factor. Not only the best player on the court, but he's the X factor as well. So
correct.
It's going to be tough to beat him in four games. I agree with you on that. But San Antonio does impose the best chance, if I'm just looking at it as far as matchups.
Okay. I can agree with that. I can.
So. And I'll ask you this. They did OTAs, New York Jets, you know, your guy Gino, Michael Vick. When it's all said and done, you know, when the dust clear, who's gonna be your starter for the Jets in 2014?
That's really a tough question because it can pan out any way. But I think they're going to go with – they might lean towards Geno Smith and hopefully they create packages for Michael Vick, certain packages for him to run so they can use them both and be effective. Because one thing I learned when watching Geno, he tends to make young mistakes a lot, and hopefully he have learned from it from, you know, starting the whole year and having a veteran quarterback like Michael Vick behind him. Hopefully he can see some of those mistakes and get better. But I think they're going to lean towards, you know, Smith, because I believe that's their franchise quarterback as of right now. But I think they will create packages for Michael Vick to run, like his first year when he went to Philadelphia. Philadelphia created certain packages for Michael Vick, so I think that's what they should do. But I think
he's
a quarterback.
I feel you, nephew. That's a great point. And like you say, I think they got Geno now, and they're looking at him as the future. It's always good to have a backup like Michael Vick just in case.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I mean, he might be one of the highest paid backups, but he's deserving of it. But to have a backup like that to come in and give you some definite excitement right here and now, yeah, Michael Vick does present that with the Jets. They got Chris Johnson recovering from his little surgery that he had. And I think that team is going to be able to show us something different when the season begins. So we'll definitely see what happens in I can't wait to see actually how Geno is going to look. I really wonder if he can improve off the 8-8 season that they had last season, just missing the playoffs by one game. So
I think he's going to have I'm not expecting him to have a superstar outbreak season, but I am expecting him to show improvement in a lot of areas where he made a lot of tedious mistakes. So I believe he will show a great improvement. I don't think it will be like a superstar season. I'll actually be shocked if that happened, but I do believe he's going to have a better year than last year. And they also got him a couple receivers, and you know, like Chris Johnson, a couple playmakers to take the pressure off him instead of just putting it all on him, and he has to be the answer. So I think that's going to help him too, as in if just like when he was in college, he had surrounding help. So
right.
I think he's going to have an improved year. I do believe that.
That's what's up, man. I hope so. I wish the best for him. You know, they deserve it right now, and I just. If he can do it, hey, that's all we ask for as reporters, man. Just show us consistency. We don't need
Correct.
You to just be stealing the check like L. Boogie say. Don't be up in there stealing. Got to
Correct.
Keep it real.
Yeah.
Do what you're supposed to do. This
earn that
class.
Money.
Work on it. And that's what it is, nephew. Anybody else out there with you, nephew, that want to get online before we take this commercial break?
Let me check. Let me check in 1 second. If you want to talk. Hold on, I'm to my big brother. Oh, I keep want to talk. Hold on, give me 1 sec.
Well, we got a house full.
Hello?
Man.
Akee, how you
Hello?
Doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
How you doing? I'm all right. Before we go to a commercial break, give us your take about these NBA playoffs, sir.
Oh, you already know how I feel about it. I'm going with the Heat all the way. I don't think Indiana can hang. I don't think they could hang. I don't think they're going to ever be able to hang with the Heat. And I look for the Spurs to win against Oklahoma.
And then...
Okay.
And then what?
The Miami Heat win the finals.
You think San Antonio going to let Miami do that 2 years in a row?
They don't got no choice. They're too old. They can't run with the Heat.
Too old. They won 62
games
being old.
Yeah, but the 62 games don't matter when you don't win finals.
You right about that.
I'm saying, man, when you win a lot of games like that, all right, it's good and all, but at the end, whoever win the finals, the best thing in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, you got 365 days to brag until they're dethroned. They're still the champion.
Right. Well, I can't review it to the Spurs, though. They're a good team, though. I ain't going to put them down like they're just not good, but I don't think they can compete with LeBron. I ain't going to say the Heat. I'm gonna say LeBron. It's just LeBron.
Right, LeBron makes everything go. And I keep trying to, Dwayne Wade is doing great, but I tell you what, the point of his career right now where he have other pieces that are a little bit better than what they were in Cleveland, and he can trump everything.
Nope. Yeah, man.
Now, let me ask you this on the football level. I know you've been hearing about OTAs and, you know, what these guys are doing. What do you feel about your Cleveland Browns?
You saw how I feel about the Cleveland Browns?
Yes.
I feel like this is probably the best year for the Cleveland Browns to show up. I think it's the best year for all Cleveland teams, for real. And I definitely think that they're going to have a winning record this year. They already sold out maximum tickets, maximum season tickets already. More than they ever did.
That's only because of Johnny. If Johnny don't play, it's going to be a long season.
Johnny's going to play. I think Johnny's going to start.
Week one?
Ooh.
Yes. I think Johnny's going to start.
Straight.
Man, I don't know about that one, nephew. That's a hard one. Especially with a healthy Brian Hoyer. I just don't see him taking that clipboard off his hip and, you know, passing it down the line just yet.
You gotta think about it. The only problem that they're talking about Johnny Manziel having right now is staying in the pocket. That's the only problem he has. Is staying in the pocket. If he learns how to stay in the pocket, he's gonna be the best quarterback that Cleveland ever had.
I'm not going to say he don't know how to stay in the pocket. He led the SEC in passing percentage from the pocket, so I don't understand why everybody keeps saying he can't do it from the pocket.
They saying the NFL is going to be a little tougher, but of course it's going to be a little tougher. That's competition. That's the league.
Yeah. Until he catch up with the speed, he definitely going to make a couple of mistakes. But once he catch up to the speed, and them boys going to have hell on their hands because he going to be quick to turn it around. But they're going to try to set an example of him. And it's sad because he's a white boy.
They're going to try to, but they also going to respect him, though. They're going to have to give him respect. He's going to go into the NFL earning his respect. He's going to earn his respect from the NFL. And then his accuracy is crazy. For him to be that size and that small, his accuracy is unbelievable.
Right.
People looking for big things from Johnny. And this year, I think he's going to contribute a lot to the Browns team, especially the offense.
I hope so. Man. I'm looking forward to it. I want to give me a jersey with a 2 on it.
I'm going to have me a jersey. I'm going to be at that game, that first game.
That's what's up, nephew. Anybody else out there around y'all want to holler in on the streets before we get up to this commercial?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it.
right, man. Yeah, man, we appreciate everybody from the fam checking in. That's the D-Mac fam. You know what I'm saying? Out there repping Cleveland and Detroit. Yeah, tell them boys they got to do something, big nephew, eh?
They going to do something, man. They going to show you something,
That's what's up, man. Well, y'all be careful down there, man. I hope it's warm out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what it is. Yo. Hell, Boogie, anything else?
Man, no, I don't got anything else to say.
It's that time. We got to pay the bills, man. When we come back, we're going to see if, you know what I mean, our man Bass want to chime in, man. You know, the streets talking before we end the month. You already know. It's your boy, L Boogie T. Raw, 347-855-8896. Or you can get with us on the blog, blogtalkradio.com. Man, globalnetwork1.com. Man, we syndicated down there, Covington. They listening to us right now. Covington, Georgia, WERE, 97.9. Man, if I ruled the world, don't tell me, man. Guess what? Everything on the house. Because we're in the streets. Everybody in the projects eat, man. And guess what, bro? I know you smell the money. Man, we in the streets. Let's go. Open up. For restaurant selects, they open up. Start a franchise. So my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class whatever he like. With hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive. Wishing I could wrap my whole fucking life right up in 24 carats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world. If I rule the world, man, if I rule the world, if I rule the world, yeah, if I rule the world, man. Seems life's never at a standstill, even in a photo. Thinking about the ex-girl I hold, though, like, will we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know, though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry, and more about taxes? They have the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about five floors. No more sleeping on the couches cause we got five more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for. And at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep. That way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming. Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 carats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. Money, I can rule the world. If I rule the world, yeah, if I rule the world. If I rule the world, if I rule the world, if I rule the world, man. Is this a dream? Well, that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks, I remember. Hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young Dennis, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows don't retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy. Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Man, if I ruled the world, et cetera. We'll be on the ass again every day, man. In the street.
Yes.
If I ruled,
you say everything on the house, L Boogie.
Everything on the house, man. If I ruled the world, I want to be like Donald Sterling. Say what I want to be and still be able to sell the franchise and get $2 billion. Oh,
when I only sold it for 12.5.
I only bought it for 12.5, but I'm about to get $2 billion after 30 years. Oh my goodness, he gonna have a good funeral.
L Boogie, you know we play Madden. You know Madden been out for a while, dog. And good old Madden. We got the two finalists that's trying to make the cover. It's all going to come down to Richard Sherman and your boy Cam Newton. Who you got? Who should be on the cover of the new Madden?
I got to be like the OG scorekeeper. I don't even want neither one of them to be on there. Because when you get on the Madden cover, you know what happens. The sniper gets you.
Sniper gonna get you.
Every year, whoever has been on the mat has been vitally hurt. We're not talking about hurt. We talk about injured. Are you hurt or are you injured? They have been injured. So I hope neither one of them makes the cover. But if I had to pick one, I would love to see old Superman on the cover. He deserves it. Oh, Cam.
Yeah.
Jam for me. So
I
would love to see
old,
he deserves it. He's been going through a lot of ridicule throughout the years, and he's crybaby gangster as well. He's a phenomenal athlete. Phenomenal.
Hey. Before we get to our next caller, man, Big Brother Bass, man, let me ask you this. What's up with your boy 50 throwing out the first pitch of the game at the Mets game, man?
Did you see
what's
that?
What's up with your boy 50, man?
Wow. I saw the video. And in the streets, man, you got to see it. You got to go to YouTube and see the left-handed pitch by Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent.
50.
The first pitch at the Dodgers game. And he had his, at the New York Mets game up in Queens. Oh, my goodness. He did. He almost took the reporter out.
He almost took the cameraman out. Cameraman just standing over there trying to get a good view. He was about to knock him off his block.
Man. It was so funny that I thought they had to, it might have been one of the worst I ever saw. It could have been better than,
I can't believe
it might have been worse than John Wall, Carl Lewis. I mean, he's up there now.
Man, let's just hope he never have to see the Star Spangled Banner.
Man,
yo, yo, Boogie, we going back to the asylum, big homie. That's big, let's bring in a caller, man. We ain't heard from him in a minute. Yo, Big Brother Bass, how you feel this evening? Welcome to the streets, baby.
Yes, sir, man. I'm doing 100, man. Everything is good.
That's what's happening. We ain't had you been in the asylum. Hanging tight, creeping in the background, in the dark where nobody can see you. We finally got the flashlight on you. What's happening with my brother, man?
Man, I just turned that bullshitting game off Indiana and Miami, man. Shit. I can find more entertainment in the damn streets than on the damn game, man. You know how I am, man. Them damn Indiana Pacers, man, is bummed. How you got a 7'2" center? And every time he jump up in the air, he fall down. This dude, man, is just blatant sorry, man. I don't get it. I'm just disgusted with the NBA, period. They're allowing these guys to come to the league that's not prepared mentally. Now, they got the basketball body. They can jump over the backboard. But the simple shit like basic pick and roll, give and go, they don't know it, man. And the game is fucked up. I'm going to keep it real. It is fucked up, man. You turn on the TV, it's like watching the AAU 12 and under game, man. I put little T-Row out there, and he can bring the ball up. You got guys that went to college, man, can't even bring the ball up, man. What's going on, man? What's really going on, man?
I can't
deal with it.
The league is changing, big brother. It is changing right before our eyes. And hopefully, the next set, you know, the next couple of drafts down somewhere down the line, one of them going to have a backbone. One of those classes going to be rough and tough, and they're going to bring the toughness back to the NBA. But we're still waiting on that because it's soft right now.
man, LeBron just running over everybody. He get ready to get 5 assists. Hey, all hail the king. You know what I mean? I was straight against my man, but if you ain't going to check him, I might as well jump on the bandwagon, man. That dude right there, and Wade, they say he got a bum knee. Don't believe it, because he's still getting his, man. And they can call Chris Bosh soft if they want. You better get out there and check him, because he hitting that three-pointer every time, man. Man, that's a powerhouse. That's just like watching Magic and them all over again, because don't nobody want to play.
What's your thoughts about the San Antonio-Oklahoma City series? Any one of these teams going to win a road game, or the home team going to win out?
I'm going to say this, man. They don't want – this is just me speaking from my own opinion. Don't put this on paper. They don't want San Antonio in it. They want the hype. We are N1 type of basketball fan now. We want to see Russell Westbrook screaming out, doing his six-gun salute through his shorts, and we want that. That's what we want. We don't want to see basic pick and roll. So what I'm going to say, I'm going to openly say this, I think that Oklahoma City might pull it out. I think they might pull it out. If Russell Westbrook can contain himself and keep cool. Because when he's cool and he's locked in, he's unstoppable. But once he do the Russell Westbrook from Compton or wherever he's from, then he lose focus. And they want and the public want that. And I'm gonna say this too. The All-Star game should be picked by the players instead of the fans. The players
right.
should be allowed to pick who the All-Stars are, because these fans don't know shit. You got these dumb I'm not going to say that. You got these people out here that just don't know the game. They're not dumb. They just ignorant. You know what I mean? They think going through the legs around the back is something. And they don't realize that's nothing. You know what I mean? Isaiah Thomas is still not respected as one of the greatest point guards in the NBA. I don't even know if he's on the 2014. Is he on the 2014? The 2K? Can you pick up there?
I don't know yet.
You don't even know that.
Right.
But they got Curry and Thompson, the best backcourt in the league history. These cats ain't even won shit. How they the best backcourt in league history, man? Stephen A. Smith, hold on. Stephen A. Smith needs to shut his motherfucking mouth, man. He is a clown. Hit him. I'll take Skip's word before I take Stephen A. this dude was 1-for-9. Stephen A. Smith said that Curry and Thompson was the best backcourt ever in history. He even disregarded Magic and Norm Nixon or Isaiah and Dumas or, you know, we can go on. We could go on
right.
and on. You got to win a championship. Hell, I would have said LeBron and Wade before I'd have said Curry and Thompson. Tell Stephen A. Smith, this is what you do. Get Stephen A. Smith, whoever can get him online. I will spot him 10 points to 11, and he will score a bucket. Get him online. I'm on the book. You can find me. I'm on the book. I'm serious. It's over, man. You know what? I have banned ESPN, and I'm about to ban TNT and all the rest of the league, because I can't take that, man. I can't watch that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're just going to allow LeBron to go right to the hole. And, I mean, nobody takes an offensive foul. I don't know if the refs are involved in this coup or what, man, but it is ridiculous, dude.
Right.
L Boogie, what do you think? You tell me, because you are all American. I'm just a regular dude, but I know what I'm doing out there. You just tell me what's going on, man. You are an all American, so help me out on this. Am I wrong or right?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And to think about it with these guys today, like I just said, every foul is being reviewed. If it's a flagrant, nobody wants to play defense. Buddy Ball, and I tell you this, my co-host, he gave me stitches to my eye. He'll tell you. We in practice, and he brought me to the face. So what? We competing.
Hmm.
It's too much Buddy Ball. It's too much Buddy Ball. He's my co-host. My brother, my best friend. He gave me a shot to the eye, and blood, and it was trickling. That's what he told me. You shouldn't have been reaching. You was too close. So
that's the ball I remember, Phil.
Yeah, that, and see, that's what's wrong today is that they just let LeBron go to the hole, and it wouldn't let Michael Jordan go to the hole.
Mm.
He had to get it away from him. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, they respected Mike, but they didn't care. They'll get a fine, Oakley, they'll foul him, do whatever it took to win. These guys, I think, are too much for the money and too much for social media. It has gotten too watered down. And if it wasn't for us loving the game and doing this sport, I don't think I would watch it. I'm being very honest.
My man.
Let me ask you this,
what do you
brother,
think, brother. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you this now. There was going to be a hearing about Donald Sterling on June 3rd, but Shelly Sterling has decided to sell the team for $2 billion to the CEO for Microsoft, Steve Ballmer. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, they keep it in-house. I'm going to give it to a brother or a sister. I'm going to say that first of all. So,
right.
You know, the situation is like this, man. They had to get him out of there because you got people, there's too many people that was against what Sterling said, and whatever he said, he said it. That's, they still saying that. He's saying that somewhere right now. That is not going to stop. So what they did, they found somebody who had $2 billion. He was the highest bidder. So, you know, Oprah said, I'm not getting ready to give you $2 billion, $10 billion. See, they wasn't going to give it to Oprah because there would have been too black in there. So they're not getting ready to let us get that kind of position. And whatever they do, we don't have no power in that, man.
Right.
I just hope they keep Doc Rivers in that position. I hope they don't take that from him. Like they did Mark Jackson. You know, they got Mark back on the mic. Mark is a good coach.
Right.
My man from Brooklyn is a good coach. The guys that know, that have played the game, like those guys that come up in our era, they know how to coach because it's not really hard. All you have to do is encourage that person. You don't have to go and do a whole lot of talking. You just tell them you remember to pick and roll. You remember how to play basketball, right? And then let that man play his game. What they doing, man, they taking from these guys' game. You know what I mean? And how you going to make Crawford, this man can be, this is what they'll say, Trent. Crawford can start on any other team. But hell, you're going to make him a sixth man for this team. That don't make sense to me. If he can start somewhere, let him be a starter. What's the logic in that, man? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just totally disgusted with the NBA. I'm getting ready to just, man, start reading more. I'm getting ready to go back to I'm reading this book, Walter Mosley, Devil in the Blue Dress, man. I just cracked it. And just read the preference and all of that, you know what I mean? But,
oh,
man, TV is...
I read that
yeah,
movie.
Man, TV
that's
is what?
You got to read that.
Can I say this?
I ain't going to tell you no more.
Can
I
say this before
it.
We go? Yeah, appreciate that. And let me say something to the people, man. They have blinded our youth with this bullshit on TV, not just the sports, but with the first 48. And this reality TV and all these thoughts and all of this and that. Look, if you don't have peace in your home, TV ain't going to give you peace in your home, brother. You're going to have to reach up to a higher power, whatever that power is. And I don't know what it – I'm not going to say is this or that. But reach out to a higher power than yourself, because TV is not doing it. We are our kids are being raised by this PlayStation, this this doggone Xbox 2 and 3, and these damn phones. Read to your babies. Tell them their history. Let them know that these people are out to get us, man, and we got to start educating ourselves, because they're not telling our babies that in school. See, you can turn on TV right now, and they're going to tell a story, their story, but they ain't going to tell you that they murdered and killed and raped our people for over 300 years. Now, I'm going to keep it real. That is apples and oranges. When they start learning who they are and what they are up against, then they'll be successful, man.
Absolutely.
Educate these kids, man. Educate these kids. These guns in these streets is killing our babies, man. And we got us as parents. We are the failures, not them. We are. We expose them to too much, too soon, man. And it's a shame that our babies is being killed daily. 14, 12-year-old. I heard a 6-year-old say, he heard a gun go off and he said, oh, that was an AK-47. How a damn 6-year-old know what an AK-47 sound like?
Right.
But he can't read. He don't even know his ABCs. And I'm through, man. I'm so through with TV and the whole social media thing. I am on the book. That's for people that I love. My family, they want to find me. But, man, you got fights on the book. They fighting over tennis shoes, Trent. They fighting over who got the newest tennis shoes. What is going on, man?
Man,
what's going on, man? Marvin Gaye, man, what's going on, man? Real talk, what's going on? Streets are talking, man. Streets are talking, man. Yeah,
man,
no doubt,
man.
Power,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
you gotta get it in,
man.
Brother Bass, man. You gotta check us out on Monday, man, because you know we might have these finals set by that time. And that's what it is, L Boogie. Man, dropping knowledge, L Boogie. That's Big Brother Bass. Hey, L Boogie, let me ask you this before we go to a quick commercial break and come back for this Freestyle Friday, man. Hey, did you see the spelling bee, big homie?
Of course. Being a school teacher, of
big
course, shout I saw out. Spelling bee, man.
Big shout out to Shram Hathmar. He's from Painted Post, New York. And we're going to give it up. What's this guy's name? Ansar Sujo from Funkytown, from Fort Worth, Texas. Man, these dudes had to spell some of the hardest words there, Boogie Boy, I tell you. Boy, I'm glad I ain't got to spell no words like that, Pippin.
And listen to this, though, Ro. Were they really true Americans? See, I got to go back to Brother Bass. What Brother Bass said, yes, they're Americans, but what's their origin?
Right.
You feel what
there
I'm saying when I say that? Yeah, so, you know, we got to really get conscious. And, Brother Bass, I want to appreciate you for that call, man, because we are the streets. We get it to you from a street perspective. When we say street perspective, we talking about how the sports link up with these kids in the streets. And I got a big event coming up, Roll Call, Young People versus Violence, man. July 12th and 13th. It's going to be frenzy, man. It's going down.
That's love.
Man, I got a 6th grade team. I wish we could bring our team out to, from Phoenix to Cleveland, man. Because we got 6th graders, 7th and 8th graders, man. We trying to, you know, hit them young. You know what I mean? Like
yes,
I said,
sir.
We just
we're
had
being,
a killing. And I want to just say we had a
that weekend, brother.
That's okay, but I'm just saying these kids are killing for nothing. For nothing. We got to preserve life, man. We got to preserve life. And, man, we going to get back to this freestyle, man. Let's get the energy back going, man. Bass, thank you, sir. Let's do it, bro.
Smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards.
Smoking hot, going through. Smoking hot, going through. Smoking hot, going through. Smoking hot, smoking hot, smoking hot, smoking hot, going through. Smoking hot.
ride chrome. Killer Cali gon' get blown, a couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride slab, that candy blue, that tan rag. It's all back, that trunk up, we come down, we
come up.
We bangin' screw in that Swisher house, that Ryan C, that Michael White. Side hit Scott, kill the lot, stay doing shit that your nigga not. I ride blaze in 84s, but catch me up in them super posts, or maybe up in them 100 strokes. We move around in that super sport, nigga ain't no lie, we did it. Real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get tricks, really hit these licks, and I really came through, went hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white, put that purple in that Sprite. Did that way before that hype, so we the ones you wanna be like. What a G like, see that be me. Still on the ground, ain't on TV, but I fuck them hoes, that's on TV. And pass that bitch like CP3, can't be weak.
We back in the street. Man, the show been hot, man. I got my family up in the studio. You know, I got my cousins, my nephew, my son. You know what I mean? Dave, Ron, Dave Bell. I got Dominique. Man, we in the streets, man. We're in East Cleveland. And all those people that's listening in, if you know East Cleveland, man, we by that right there by Eddie Rowe. And the Taco Bell. You know what I mean? We by City
That's
Blue,
what's
man.
Up. Big shout out, man. QLs, I see you, baby, all the time. To all the people checking us out on the web, man, thanks for keeping us hot. L Boogie. Oh, chugging now. The World Cup coming up in 2 more weeks. We got some other stuff to look out for and talk about. You know what I mean? Can't wait for that. People don't know we follow everything. Big ups to the New York Rangers. The hockey team made it to the NHL Finals, man. First time since 1994. Big ups. 1-0 victory over the Montreal Canadiens. We'll see if the Kings and the Blackhawks going to do to see who's going to be on that Western Conference side of things. L Boogie, you ready to throw down on the throwdown, Pimpin?
Man, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's
man,
see what I got tonight.
Business.
Woo! Man, first of all, let me give out a moment of silence. I got to do my young people versus violence. I really can't shed a tear no more. That's bad when you coming in, when you coming from the spot. Everybody treating you like Tupac. I popped a bottle of Bel Air last night. Oh, man, my star was shining so bright. I was in the Benz, and the license plate say I must win. So you know I might get robbed, but I couldn't because I'm affiliated with the black mob. I'm coming for the spot, yeah, that they call Huff. And everybody in the spot, man, they better be tough. I had bodyguards and goons. It was more comical than cartoons. Bras rolling up in spandex. I told the broad I don't do this, but you could be next. Man, if I wanted to get grimy, I really could have got her. But I told her, man, I got a 23-year-old daughter. Yeah, you're young, but I'm old enough to be the father. I ain't tripping. We ain't going to go no farther. Man, so I stepped back and just took another shot at that Ciroc and told her, man, I'm like Jay-Z. I run the rock. But my brand is the streets. Me and T-Roll, man, yeah, look at my feet. I might have got some shoes that more cost than your fit. Baby doll, I'm Boo Meeks. I used to move bricks. Now I'm in the spot and I'm chest bumping like the Knicks. Oh, I'll flavor and fire you in the paint. I ain't tripping. I always say I can, but you can't. You can't walk in my sneaks or my Rockport. Everybody talking that sucker shit because they think they from New York. See what happens when you talk too much, Lance? Huh, now you got to go fishing and sit back in your B-boy stance. Oh, man, I'm so hot, man. Everybody can't get with me. And like I told you, man, I changed up my name to L-H-Z. Oh, it's on, man. I'm hot up in the spot, man.
That's how we get down with the get down. You know what I mean? Hey, big shout out to the Manhattan coach, Coach Steve Massilio, L Boogie. He tried to take a job position somewhere else. They did a background check, figured out this guy did not graduate from the University of Kentucky. The dude got his paper, man. He qualified. He got his street cred up. You know what I mean? Maybe next time if he tries to take another job, you know, maybe he'll be able to get this one. Yeah,
hey, Ro, I hate to cut you off. Let's try to get T-Nick in, man. Give him 30 seconds, man. See if he can give us 30
seconds.
Oh, man,
seconds. That's T-Nick right there, man. Let's do it.
30 seconds.
Give us
30 seconds. Hey, Cleveland, LeBron is not coming back. I do not care that he enrolled his kids in Akron City Schools. He's not coming back. Forget about it. It's over. Just put your peanut in the basket for Johnny Manziel. See y'all on Sunday.
No doubt, no doubt.
Can't wait.
Man, before we get out of here, Rome, I just want to give a shout out, man, to God. You know what I mean, for letting us, you know, as usual, put on the show, man. And you know, I want to give a shout out to greatness. You know what I mean? Because without that, you know, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing, man. Because we can't be stopped in the streets, man.
You know it. Man, shout out to my mama once again, man. Mama celebrated her birthday, man. Man, this kid bad, God is good, man. That's what I'm talking about. Studio guest, Bluesy, Rue. You know how we get down there, Boogie the Family, baby girl. No, Park, stand up. See you tomorrow. Hopefully we'll see you next Friday, baby.
Oh, man. Hub Heights, salute.
Hopes upon him like a peanut, finally seeing all the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my head is swollen. Thinking of the cheese I'll be hoping. Picture me rolling.
Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me rolling.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Sock do it. Guess who's back?
I got keys. Coming from overseas, cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game, dress code change. Packing 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remay and running back Lacks and Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't see two niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Tell me, count the proper TTO, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas on the clock, I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's cookie shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on swollen, boss hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us rolling.